Welcome to our program of the Archie Hardy Ministries as we come today reminding you that souls are crying and men are dying. We must win the lost at any cost. I'm Sharon Knotts, and today's message, The Faith Jesus Marveled, is from a Sunday night inspirational exhortation that I ministered at Faith Tabernacle. It was one of those exciting deliveries when only the Holy Spirit knows what the message will be. The faith Jesus marveled is so simple but so dynamic that your faith can increase by hearing this anointed word. I'll be back at the close of the broadcast to tell you how you can order a CD of The Faith Jesus Marveled.
And this man understood, he had a revelation that there were authorities of evil that caused sickness and disease and suffering, but somehow that this Jesus Christ of Nazareth had authority greater than their authority. That when he commanded the sickness to leave, it left. When he commanded the devil to come out, it came out. Because this is what he said. He said, you know, I'm a man under authority. I am under the authority of Rome. If a messenger was to come ride in here right now on a horse and give me a piece of paper that came from Rome and said, you are to leave immediately and come back to Rome, that's exactly what I would do. Because I'm under authority. But not only am I under authority, I have authority over others. I've got men under me, probably 100, since the word century means 100. I've got men under me, and I say to this one, you go, and he goes. I say to this one, you come, and he comes. I say to this one, you do this, and he does it. He said, I understand authority. They obey my word because I have authority over them. And oh, I'm getting something going up and down my body right now. He said, I understand you have authority, and all you've got to do is speak the word, and the powers of darkness have got to obey, and they will come out. Just speak the word. And my servant will be healed. See, he understood the authority that Jesus had. And he believed that Jesus' word carried that authority. If you ever get the understanding that the word of God carries authority in it. If you understand that the word of God carries life in it, carries power in it, carries deliverance in it, you will start speaking the word of God all day, every day, more and more all the time. If you ever understand that. He understood it. I don't know how he got that revelation. He was a very, obviously he was analytical and he analyzed it, but he didn't have all the theology. He didn't have all the teaching. He just knew that this man has got authority. This man has got something I've never seen in anybody else. This man just tells devils to come out and they obey him. And if he's, and he don't have to be right there, he can be in the next town. He don't have to be in the same room. You don't have to be in the same room. I want you to know all you've got to do is speak the word of God. Because the word has power. I don't know where his servant was, but he said, just speak. In fact, he expected that word to beat him home. Because he expected that by the time he got back there, his servant would be healed. And he was not disappointed. He found him whole. Amen. If you can believe, you may have a loved one in another state that you can't get there and lay hands on them. But you can believe the word of God and send that word. And speak that word. So he marveled. Jesus marveled at the faith that he had. So I want you to see that this man was operating at a high level of faith. A higher level of faith than Jesus had seen up to that point. He had not seen. And I have no recollection that he ever said again that he saw faith that great. I know that he told the Syrophoenician woman, he told her, woman, great is your faith, and your faith has made you whole. That right there was a great thing to tell again, another Gentile. This happened after that, and he said, I've never seen so great faith. This man was operating at a higher level of faith. I want you to see it's because he believed in the authority of the word that Jesus spoke. Amen? That is faith here at the highest degree. Now let's go over here all the way to the end, the other end of the spectrum, and let's look at someone who Jesus said is faithless. Call them faithless. And this person was one of Jesus' disciples. Because Jesus had told his disciples more than once, made it clear, ultimately clear, over and over again, I'm going to be killed, I'm going to be crucified, but on the third day, I will rise again. Did he not say that? Yes, he told them. So, of course, we know the whole story. We'll fast forward that Jesus did rise. We know that Mary and the women saw him first. And Jesus said, go back and tell my disciples that you have seen the Lord, that I have risen again, and I will meet them in Galilee. Because they were all hiding up in Jerusalem and behind closed doors, afraid they were next. And so he said, tell them, I'll meet them there. So the women went back and told him. And you know, at first they were like, oh, you know, I don't know about this. Why did he tell women and not us? Well, we won't preach that sermon tonight. But Peter and John took off running, and they went to the tomb, and they saw, yes, it was empty. And not only that, they saw something else that made them believe. I believe they saw that the linen clothes were there. They saw that Jesus had somehow supernaturally been raised, and those clothes were there as a witness. Amen. So they obeyed, and they went to Galilee, and they were waiting all together. And they were anticipating, and you know, when you anticipate the Lord to come, he will not disappoint you. If you're waiting on him, he will show up. So just keep on waiting. Just wait until he comes. Amen. They were all there but one. Thomas wasn't there. And Jesus showed up in the midst of them. He come walking through the wall and he said, peace be still. And the Bible says he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. And then Jesus departed, and about that time, here comes Thomas. And they were all excited. Oh my God, they had the anointing on them from Jesus breathing on them. I believe that they probably were over talking one another, trying to tell Thomas what happened. And Jesus was here and whatever. And Thomas, he looked at them and he said, unless I can put my hands in the nail prints in his hands and put my hand in his side, listen to what he said, I will not believe. He didn't say, I can't believe. How many know there's a difference? You can be so overwhelmed that you say, I don't know. I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it. Tell me that again. I just can't believe it. That wasn't what the Bible says. The scripture says, Thomas said, I will not believe. Until I can do that, I will not believe. Do you know that I will and I will not are the strongest declarations you can make in the English language? You cannot say anything stronger than I will or I will not. That's the strongest affirmation or declaration you can make. Hence, when Satan said, I will ascend. 5 times he said, I will ascend, I will be, I will, I will. It's the most powerful thing that you can say. I will or I will not. Sometimes people are pressuring you to do something. And you just kept saying, I really don't want to do it. I just don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Uh-uh. But when you say, I will not, they back off. And no sense going on anymore. When you look them in the face, you can, you know, as long as you're hemming and hawing, they'll work on you. Oh, we're working on, we're wearing her down. Your kids will wear you down. They'll wear you down, oh, mom. And they'll tell you, oh, mom. And you say, I don't know. No. As long as you've got that, I don't know. They'll work on you till you finally give in or you come to the place, you look them and say, I will not. That's the strongest thing you can say. And Thomas said, unless I can touch him myself, unless I can see him, unless I can touch him, unless my physical senses can have evidence and proof, I will not believe. So that's the opposite end. And Jesus showed up. And I'm telling you that this is in the Bible for the generations to come, to us and beyond, should Jesus tarry, that we will get a lesson from this. Jesus showed up, and we all know it wasn't because of Thomas' great faith. Amen? How many know sometimes you're not believing and Jesus shows up? And you think, my God, you're so good. You're so gracious. You're so wonderful. Here you are. You're just like this. You're all over the place. But Jesus shows up because he loves you. Hallelujah. And Jesus showed up and he looked at Thomas. He said, Thomas, come here. I want you to put your hands in my side. I want you to put your hands in my hands. And listen to what he said. And be not faithless, but believing. He made Thomas do what Thomas said he had to do. He didn't just let Thomas off the hook and say, now are you happy? You see me here? He said, no, put your hand here, boy. Put your hand here. He made Thomas do what he said. And when he did, Thomas said, my Lord and my God. What else could he say? What else could he say but my Lord, Jesus? It's really you, Jesus. It's the Lord, because that's how they referred to him. They referred to him as the Lord. He said, it's really the Lord. But more than that, he said, and you are my God. Oh, you raised up from the dead just like you said. You are who you said you are. I always knew you were my Lord, but now I know you are my God. And Jesus said, Thomas, and this is the lesson that he wanted all of us to hear. Because you have seen, you believed. But blessed are they who have not seen and yet believe. You see, God has given us our five physical senses in order for us to navigate in this world. In order for us to function in life, we need our five physical senses.
Amen. What an inspired word of the Lord. We have faith, and our faith is good enough to receive everything we need from God. Friend, you don't have bad faith or weak faith. God only gives good and perfect gifts. And the measure of faith he gave to you was good enough to save you, and it's good enough for everything else he has for you. But there is a faith that caused Jesus to marvel. He only marveled two times in his ministry. Once at the unbelief of Nazareth, his own hometown, and the other at the faith of a Roman centurion, someone you would not expect to exhibit such faith. How did a Gentile obtain this faith that caused Jesus to marvel and to say, I have never seen such faith in all of Israel? It had to do with his ability to recognize Jesus' authority, his authority over demons and sickness. In fact, he told Jesus, you don't have to come to where my sick servant lies. Just speak the word only, and he will be healed. If you felt the anointing on this word and it quickened your spirit, you need to get this message on CD and listen to it again. To order, send a love gift of $10 or more and request offer number SK152. That's S as in Sharon, K as in Knots, 152. Write to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or go online to rghardy.org, that's rghardy.org, where you can also find many other messages in our e-store. Once again, send your love gift to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Even if you don't wish to order, please write or go online and let us know how the radio ministry is blessing you. Until next time, God bless you and Maranatha.